broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Monday. Kyle Bruston Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me in a jersey I don't know what it is, it's Kyle Wallace.
Yeah, this jersey is courtesy of the Milwaukee Brewers, as they'll be giving away this throwback 90s Brewers jersey on Saturday, July 12th at the Milwaukee Brewers game. So I'm just representing.
Our walking Milwaukee Brewer mascot Kyle Wallace is back.
Brewers.com/tickets. Take that, Packers Pro Shop.
It's ridiculous. Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. Every time I say that, I feel like we don't really appreciate that you went and played in Super Bowl 50, and you punted a heck of a lot of times.
I punted a lot of times, more times than I would have liked. But what do you know? Been there, done that. And just thinking about Kyle's jersey, because it's looking directly at me.
Good, ain't it?
Boy, I'll tell you what. It's good, but all I can think about is County Stadium, bad times.
Jeff Cirillo.
Jeremy Burnett.
John Jenkins. Jeff Jenkins.
I'm just seeking. Just, can I get anybody
Bob
to just
Wickman.
Root for? Oh, wow.
You're Bob Wickman.
Over to the KBN Sports Desk with producer
Fernando Vinia.
Wow, what a name.
Brad Northman is tied for the fourth most punts in Super Bowl history.
Hey, that's a nugget.
Fourth most punts.
Yeah, ironically, the guy who's in first place, his name is also Brad. Brad Maynard. Who played for the New York Giants in Super Bowl, I don't know what number that would have been. The one that was played in 2001, the 2000 NFL season.
Oh, the Giants.
Giants-Ravens.
Yeah, so I think that
Eric Engler's teammate.
If you look at, I believe, number three and number two, they were also from those same games. Because the other guy that punted, Brenton Colquitt, that punted for the Broncos,
all right, we've gone
he also
far.
Had a lot.
We've yeah, gone too far.
Number three, he's eight. And, he had one more than you.
And is number two the other punter who played in that game with the Giants?
No.
The Giants and the Ravens?
Yes.
Wait,
yes,
Giants and the Ravens?
Kyle Richardson punted 10 times.
Didn't the Ravens score like 40 points? Didn't they blow the Giants out in that Super Bowl?
34, I believe.
Yeah. Lots of punts. Lots of punts.
34
That's a lot of possessions.
Those are the Super Bowls we remember, boys. The
34
punting
to
7. Bowls.
All right.
That's
unfortunately,
crazy.
I didn't want to go here, but who's number one?
Brad Maynard.
Yeah.
11.
Oh,
okay. They lost that.
11 punts?
11 punts in the Super Bowl.
Wow. That is
how
brutal.
Do you score 34 points and you punted eight times in one game?
That's special teams
question.
Touchdowns, maybe?
Yeah,
I guess defensive touchdowns?
That defense was disgusting.
That's what I'm saying.
Nasty.
Defense and special teams. Defensive touchdowns.
All, Trent Dilfer was the quarterback. That's why their offense couldn't move the ball.
Trent Dilfer. Who was the quarterback for the Giants?
Brad?
Kerry Collins.
Kerry Collins.
What a strange Super Bowl that was.
That was.
I like the era of football we're in now.
Yeah.
That's a bad quarterback matchup.
That's bad.
And Brad Johnson was the year before that, wasn't
that's
he?
That's correct, yeah.
800-990-3776.
And Brett Favre won one Super Bowl?
800-990-3776. That's how we got back here to Kyle being upset about the Green Bay Packers quarterbacks only have one Super Bowl because we mentioned Trent Dilfer's name.
Rich Gannon went into as many Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers.
That's crazy.
Hold on. Aaron Rodgers' career isn't over yet.
Oh, gosh. We're failures. We're failures in Green Bay. Kerry Collins.
Trent Dilfer. Same resume as Aaron Rodgers when it comes to Super Bowl.
But guys.
One time.
They're leaving out so much context.
Maybe the all-time defense.
Just saying.
Yeah. Did the Packers have the all-time defense from 96 to 2021?
Y'all know a flex the Bears don't use? Rex Grossman went to as many Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers.
Don't give him the material.
How could they not be saying that?
That's a good line.
How could they not be saying that?
That's a really good point.
That's terrible.
That's a stunning fact.
It's also hard, though, when you've never had a quarterback throw for 4,000. I mean, I guess that's what makes it even more unbelievable.
We were able to get to a Super Bowl with a trash quarterback. You guys had a good... Man, listen, I was a Bears fan, which I would never be. I tell you, I'd be ripping the Packers, too.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Hope everyone had a happy and safe 4th of July and weekend. I feel like there was a lot of lake time for three of us. I know Brad went up north. I was in Missouri. Kyle, you got a boat on the Milwaukee River.
I do. I was not on the Milwaukee River. I was somewhere else, probably just as disgusting.
Strofe, any lake time for you? I guess, did you go check out Brad's area? We're going to have the Summerfest slumber party across the
lake. Yeah. So it's actually funny you say that, Ben.
Tell him the story.
Because I was standing over by the lake, and I was looking at that little island that Brad referred to, and I go, there's no way we could do this.
Why not?
It just wouldn't make sense. What do you mean tell them the story?
Well, there's a fan that walked by from KBN Nation, and we're, you know, doing the show live from Summerfest, and he walks by and says, hey, the slumber party, too hot, man. It's too hot for the slumber party.
That's really funny.
Those were a three-part edition of Here Brad Outs on Wednesdays, in which he was trying to make Summerfest even better than it already is.
Real quick, how was AI and Surprise Axe received?
AI was dumb. AI Surprise was Axe dumb. Well received.
I didn't like the Surprise Axe that much.
I didn't like either of them.
AI, I thought it wasn't AI, wasn't it a hologram?
Yeah, AI hologram.
Hologram stage with artists that are maybe no longer with us.
Yeah, that'd be a thrill.
I thought that was good.
I was all in on the Surprise Axe though. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to pay all this money just to be in front of an act I don't like.
You're such a weird person. I just want to say this. It has nothing to do with the Summerfest thing. You're cares in life, really, Kyle, they mess with my brain.
When I threw
a banana peel out the window,
you acted like I
should have been jailed for 30 days.
It went against everything my father worked 35 years in the city for.
Okay, and so now you're telling me that before the show that you don't pee in lakes?
Listen, I didn't say I didn't pee in lakes. I said I'm disgusted by those that pee around people in lakes. So this past weekend, I went to Big Cedar Lake out in West Bend. You know, I was hanging out with them Whitefish Bay folks, having a great time. I love hanging out with them on the lake. But as I'm there, we're having...
But
what I realized is sanitary and sanitation is not something that is their forte. So I'm sitting here hanging out, having a good time, because they go to little sandbars, right? You drop the anchor, you play the music.
The boat
next to me, them girls was twerking, shaking body to Sexy Red.
You weren't looking at that.
Wow. I was not looking, but I was enjoying the music. Me and my fiance enjoy that music. We enjoy ratchet music. So I said, this is what I like to hear out in West Bend, some ratchet music. And so I'm out there for an hour, you know, playing some games. 2 hours go by, playing some games. Then get to the third hour, I said, oof, I got to break the seal. So I decide, you know what? Let me be a decent human being. Go ahead, walk to the bushes. So I got up and I splash, ran away from all the boats and the people so I could go out there and relieve myself in peace. Then I came back, splash, came back, played games again. And then I said, oop, got to use the bathroom. And I left again, came back, and I had to use the bathroom the third time. I said, whoa, we're all in our 30s here. There's no way that you 30, 40, and 50-year-olds are holding your bladder for 3 hours. And they said, what do you mean holding our bladder? I said, yeah, nobody has to use the bathroom. You know what they told me?
They've been peeing the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, we're just peeing right here. I said, what? You peeing right here? Yeah, you're just peeing in the lake. I said, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me I'm sitting here having a conversation with you, and mid-conversation, you just let loose right?
I would be dead.
Right
I'd
next
be looking
to me?
At you dead in your optic stems. Ooh. Just peeing.
I said, this is disgusting. Not only is this just unsanitary, I've been swimming and splashing and pee for 3 hours with these people, and I'm thinking the lake water's a little murky because of the fact that maybe it's just a little dirty. No, it's because I'm playing in pee. Disgusting. And it's bad for the environment as well, just so you know. And it's very unsanitary, and it's not healthy for the fish. This is disgusting. We have to stop it. I didn't realize people pee in lakes like that. I knew you peed in a lake, but I thought you go to the outskirts to pee. And then I realized I'm the only one running to the outskirts to pee.
I've never seen like just an influx of people swimming away and being like, hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to pee.
I was curious. What, everybody else ain't going to pee?
Everyone just pees. You pee in the lake.
Kyle, you were at Big Cedar Lake?
Big Cedar Lake in West Bend, Wisconsin. Shout out to JJ.
It is the largest lake in the county. It has 10 miles of shoreline, over 900 acres, and it goes over 100 feet in depth. Whatever pee might be, just trickled into that water, that is but a droplet
right.
in an otherwise massive,
right.
massive
right.
body.
No all point in one area peeing.
And,
everybody's
at
peeing
no
themselves.
Point did you say, ooh, this water's getting a little warm around here.
I didn't know it was hot
getting
out.
A little foggy.
It looked foggy, and I thought maybe it was foggy because
so
of the environment.
Of
no,
I,
you didn't.
I promise y'all, I got a video on my phone. I wish I would have got the water in it. Maybe it's a little water. The water looked a little nasty, but I said, you know what? Pa, people in here swimming. It must be healthy. I got home. I had to take a shower. I'm scratching. I still have been scratching since dang Friday. It's disgusting. And just so y'all know, for those who I know in KBN Nation at 800-990-3776 are going to come in and try to rip me for being dumb, for not knowing that people peed in lakes, I just want y'all to know, peeing in a lake might seem harmless, but it can negatively impact the environment and potentially
He's reading
pose
this off a script.
Health risk. It can. It's bad for the fish. They say it could mess up with fish, and they repopulate
what
in the world.
What happens to the fish?
Well, you know, KBN Nation, I'm not a doctor, but what they're saying is somebody's on birth control and they pee in the water and the fish consume that, it can mess up their opportunity
their
to have children. Yes. So y'all messing up the fish reproduction.
Wow.
Because y'all want to pee in the lake.
Was this your first realization of life that other people will pee in bodies of water?
I knew people pee in bodies of water. I didn't know they did.
You don't pee in the ocean?
No. Why would I pee in the ocean? Usually when I'm in the ocean, I'm on a beach
Kyle.
Where I can go to a hotel to go pee. I was just
going
to say,
wait, you're going to leave the comfort of the beach to go pee?
I literally was in St. Martin a couple months ago, and I was in the water. I had to pee. I put on my flip-flops. I went inside the hotel, and then I peed, and I came back.
That's worse because you're dragging all that sand from the beach all the way into the hotel.
That's so bad for the environment.
Wait,
I can't believe you.
That is,
why
that
are
is
y'all peeing in the ocean when you're at a hotel and it's literally a two-minute walk away to go use the
because
bathroom?
Because it's
they
a 30-second walk into the ocean. And that's
that
even
just
bigger, and it's salt in
it. The Carbless Talk and Text line is chiming in, making sure Kyle knows that fish also pee.
It's different. Their pee is part of the environment. We thought fossil fuels were ruining the earth. No, all you pee pants people are ruining the earth. That's the real problem.
Kyle.
You picked the weird. Didn't I start this correct way? Like,
yeah.
And like where
the
he cares
that,
about.
The things that you take offense to.
Peeing next to somebody in the water is okay.
Yeah.
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 I can't wait to go on your boat.
No, if you pee on my boat off the pontoon, I'm kicking you off. I'm telling you this right now.
It would be not uncommon if we were out with our friends in Jacksonville Beach, for instance, if there's like six of us and we're like, shoot, we all got to go pee. You go out to the beach, you wade in the water for a little bit. You come back. Y'all pee together.
Do y'all
it's lovely.
Not, so wait a minute. So you guys just sit there and in your shorts you pee. I couldn't even. I had to.
It washes
drop
out.
The drawers to pee.
It washes out. How far away did you walk? You walked from where you were standing.
It was probably 20 to 25 feet.
Wouldn't you have just felt good? Have you ever peed in water before?
I peed in water. I just don't pee in water 2 feet from a human being. I usually like to get myself, you know, unbuttoned and
feels pretty
feel
good. Though,
free.
Doesn't
you
it?
You need to unbutton yourself in the lake.
Real talk. I
no.
Try, real talk. Listen, I've admitted
what
this before.
That is weird. Now that's strange.
Real talk. I wet the bed at the age of six, so I had a problem when I was a kid. And so when you a bedwetter at the age of six, you don't like peeing on yourself. So I went into the water and I tried to do it without pulling some of my shorts down, my swimming trunks down. I couldn't. It just would not come out.
Have you ever been on a lake or somewhere where you're out to sea, right? Maybe you're not close to the shoreline. You're out to sea. You're driving around. You're maybe having
a couple
of drinks.
Kyle out to sea.
And you got to pee. What do you do then?
There's one time that I peed in the water. It was back at Prior Lake, Michigan, back in 2009, where I hopped off the side of the boat foolishly, very stupid. When I'm 18, 19, very stupid decisions. And I peed as the boat was moving, but that was probably the only time that I did that. Yeah,
you
very
stand at the back, hold on to something, and
bro, I was
let it rip.
No, I jumped into the water and I peed.
Oh, God.
Because there's boats all around. I can't just, you know, public indecent exposure. I'm gonna get arrested.
Mike Jones chimes in. Kyle, you better never ever call Ben Bruss dumb again. Mike
Who?
Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
No one is on your side here. Like literally,
I'm on the right
side.
Stroke.
You can look. Since the start of the show, there's been 20 messages on the text line about Kyle's crazy habits, and they have no one defending
him. I've never heard of this before.
Additionally, urine can contain bacteria and even trace amounts of medication that can be harmful to both humans and aquatic life.
Well, it's part of evolution. They're going to build some immunity.
It's going to give a fish a third eye. It's just going to happen.
It's messing with the algae as well.
The algae.
I'm just telling y'all ruining
Kyle,
the herb
with your pee. Don't give a damn about the algae.
One relief at a time, y'all ruining
the whole point. He chooses the weirdest things to be a hero about.
All right, now
and his stance today is Y'all are gross peeing in the lake.
So what are you going to do about it from here going forward?
And it all stems from the fact that he wet his bed until he was six, and he's got stage fright in the lake, so he's got to take his flippy flops, get out of the ocean, walk to the bathroom, go pee, and come back. Now it's all of our fault because you have some PTSD of peeing the bed.
Do you think you could get over the stage fright and pee in front of people?
What are we talking about?
This is for your benefit,
what
Kyle.
Are we talking about?
Adam chimes in, speaking your language. Of all the toxic things that are dumped in the lake, pee is going to be toxic to the fish, Kyle?
Here's the problem.
You won't go in Lake Michigan, not because of the pee.
This is disgusting.
But so now you're choosing pee today? Kyle, backpedal for all of us.
My biggest issue with it is I understand I pee on the edges. My biggest issue is people are peeing within feet of you. How are you having a conversation? Okay, I'm going back to talking. How are you having a conversation? Just like that. Somebody just stop talking.
I don't need to stop talking while I'm peeing.
Oh, my gosh.
Kyle is acting like he's peeing right into the fish's mouth.
Oh, my God.
You're not. Fish might not even be by you.
Diluted, it can't make an impact. This isn't like a small pond.
You know
where
what?
You have 100
people. You should be a marine biologist.
I should be. I hope you both, I know you Silver Spoon boys go to lakes all the time.
I hope you
both never have an open wound and you're with some people who may have some bacteria infection going on and their pee gets into your open wound and all of a sudden my Silver Spoon boys in the hospital. I hope nothing bad happens to y'all.
That is such a visual.
You're crazy.
I'm healthy. I'm on the right side of history. It's wrong. I'm not saying don't pee in the water. I'm saying don't pee next to people in the water.
So
at one spot.
How many people were along the shoreline that you were hanging out? Like how many boats? How many people?
Oh my
50?
Gosh. Oh my 100? Gosh. It was a bunch of boats and a bunch of people.
So you expect everybody to get out of the water and everyone to come back in?
So one of 100 got out to pee. 99 others were peeing, and Kyle was swimming all in it.
I was the only person that got out. I didn't realize I was swimming in pee all day. Wow. Hot pee.
So you're not going to change?
I don't think I'll be I might just stay on the boat next time. I don't think I'll be getting in the water.
This is going to prevent you from having fun in the water?
Unless I forget, No, it is, yes.
Give him a couple drinks, he'll be good.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Do y'all pee in pools, too?
No. That's a limit.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course these two do. Of course they do.
High five.
That's a little bit strange.
They're
putting chlorine in water now that can reveal.
Brad.
It, like, turns a color.
Brad, that's, like, the longest running myth in the history of public pools.
No,
From Ian on the Carbless Talking text line, take an eyedropper of red dye, put it in a swimming pool. Tell me how much red you see in the water. Same as pee in a lake. I'm more disgusted by gas station bathrooms than a little pee in water.
I don't do gas station bathrooms. Well, I do the ones inside. The ones outside, absolutely not. The key. Here's the key. I'm straight. Next gas station.
Go right here's the outside.
Key. I'll go to the next one.
Next station. I got to grab this key that people that, you know, use the bathroom with. I'm about to touch. No, thank you.
I did.
Hold on, real quick.
This is exactly what I wanted from all of you, KBN Nation, is to be really upset that Kyle chooses
I'm
to be
scratching.
Like highbrow above everyone by going
highbrow.
Pee outside of the lake while all the regular mm-hmm. folks pee in the lake.
I got some scratches that are itchy still from that day. I might have to sue somebody out in West Bend.
You're scratching your shoulder. Yeah. Were you up to your shoulder?
Yeah, I mean, it splashed around. I wasn't up to my shoulder, but you know, I dipped around a little bit.
Why are you itching? What are you itching now?
Here is itching.
No,
now.
Kyle. It looks lower than that.
Shut up.
More next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to unacceptable. Unacceptable. Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible.
Wait, what?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Every single day, because I love my occupation. I'm on vacation.
Kyle Brustin like Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Kyle Wallace is anti-peeing in lakes.
Save the fish. Keep our bodies from getting bacteria. Stop polluting the water with your disgusting urine.
You're going to be in the next 20 years definitely with a picket fence over something really like minute.
Yeah, Kyle, you just decide what issues you want to police. And you really dedicate to it to a shocking degree.
And to a minimal cost.
Yeah.
While like, you
No, I don't need
while
it.
Usually steroid urine can carry about bacteria, lakes. And in some cases, infections like leptospirosis can be transmitted through contact with contaminated water. Keep our lakes non-contaminated again. I'm trying. I'm trying to make America clean again.
American lakes.
American lakes.
American lakes.
Gotcha. Thank you for the cleanup there, Buck. I don't gotcha. Want that smoke.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. Strophy's running the show. We got everyone here together. You can get us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Long weekend for some of us. Shout out to Kyle and Stro for holding it down at Summerfest on Friday.
Doesn't even know the date. That's how much vacation time
Thursday. Saw Strophy doing some push-ups. How you feeling? Did you look good out there this weekend?
Yeah, I thought so, man. I don't know. I think I'm getting a little jacked. I'm going on vacation on Wednesday.
Don't take your shirt off in Vegas. You'll be very embarrassed. There's some big guys out there.
Don't go to Down Under. What is it called? The Thunder Down Under?
The Thunder Down Under?
Don't do it.
No, he might be coming for their jobs.
What is that? Is that the just male entertainment club?
Yeah,
or?
You may not come home. You may come home single.
Well, that's rude.
Well, she may say, dang, I'm sacrificing a lot.
Double shot. That was unnecessary. Wow. See, he picks weird causes
to
be very passionate about.
I'm just
first
being
segment
honest.
Is peeing lakes. Second segment is Strobot
kicked his coverage.
I'm trying to protect the boy. He's in love.
Trying to make sure that he doesn't lose his girl.
Right. She might come to a reality. Her senses out there.
So the weekend has passed, and I wouldn't say a lot has happened unless I really missed something in free agency in the NBA offseason trades. You know, a lot of them are becoming more official. I saw a Bobby Portis email come through from the Bucks. He's officially re-signed. But at this point, Miles Turner's a Buck. Damian Lillard's waived. What's done is done. But there needs to be more. And at this point, I'm still thinking it's not just about this year. It's about the future, right? Especially with, you know, I'm actually less worried about the Damian Lillard waving from a cap standpoint because the cap will continue to go up. Is it great? No, it's not great. But each year, if the cap continues to go up, like we see the NBA and the NFL continue to go up, that percentage of the cap that Damian Lillard's dead money will go to will shrink. But it's still not the greatest thing. He basically had to shed that money to help create money to re-sign Miles Turner, which essentially is a Brook Lopez replacement. So you're still without a Dame. You replace Brook Lopez. You re-sign a lot of the guys from the team. And what, like, there needs to be more. There has to be more. I don't care if it's the 2031 first-round draft pick. And I know that's in 6 years. And quite funny upstairs, it was like, that person's 12 right now. They're 12.
Very talented.
They're 20, 12 years old. They may not even have hair under their armpits yet.
But they got a jump shot. I'll tell you that much.
And they might be who the Bucks get. But that's a long time from now. This is part of being a fan and being a GM. Is as a fan, I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not really my problem. But if as a fan, you want your team to be successful, kind of want that. But you also have Giannis, and he's a once in a generation type player. But as it stands right now, they're a 4, 5, or 6 seed, and I'm thinking about that. Like, they continue to come back to what they are next year, and if what they are next year is too comparable to the success they had this year, then I don't want to be in the same spot with 1 year left on Giannis' contract, and him likely having to be traded because his goal. Like, we need to make this very clear. Giannis's goal is to win an NBA championship, and he's at the point of his career where loyalty is huge. It is huge. We have that on our side, but it only takes you so far when you're a competitor.
When I look at this Bucks depth chart, I'm reminded of how far this team has left to go. I mean, they haven't done enough to keep Giannis happy for at least the next 2 years. They're not a championship contending team.
Excuse me, I forgot to mention Ryan Rollins,
yes,
who became the unrestricted.
All right, come on now,
he's
Ryan.
Back.
Young developer.
Well, I think I saw again. Yeah, that's not enough.
It's not enough. And there was a lot of excitement and fireworks when you figured out, okay, maybe we've been relieved of short-term pain from Dame's contract, and you're able to sign Miles Turner. You look at that and say, okay, that's a pretty darn good front court with Giannis and Miles Turner and Bobby Portis rotating in. But so much more is needed to be a championship team. They're slightly hamstrung by the Dame contract, and they just have depth issues. They've got backcourt issues. They've got scoring issues without a lot of quick fixes. And my thing is, Horst has shown he's willing to just take swing after swing after swing, which I expect, or which I respect, and it's admirable. But as Ben said, this isn't enough. It can't be it. If you go on ESPN.com and then you look up superlatives of the 2025 NBA free agent class so far, the Bucks are under everything negative. They're a team that they said project will have the most regret by Christmas time, both for signing Miles Turner and getting rid of Damian Lillard.
Disagree on the Turner side for that point.
And, but then the other part is teams that still need to make a big splash, and Bucks are on that list too. So the job's not done, and clearly Horst has picked his path. He has said, we are going to leverage it all to keep Giannis and try to be a championship team. So Ben, you're exactly right. That first round pick in 2031, whatever it is, you leverage it all. Mortgage the whole future to keep Giannis and try to be a championship team. There's no clear path on how to do it, but this team is not equipped to be a championship team and not enough to keep Giannis happy for the next 2 years.
I mean, not enough to keep Giannis happy. That's what this has been about for the last decade plus, is keeping Giannis happy. All the moves that John Horst has made, and yes, I complain about John Horst's ability to draft and develop players. I definitely give him a hard time for that. But something I can't give him a hard time for is the fact that he gives maximum effort to put whatever he can around Giannis to appease and make Giannis happy. We can't continue to do this year after year after year.
He ain't going to be around to rebuild 2031.
Well, okay, if he ain't around 2031, nor are the draft picks. So what are you going to do? We're going to be a bottom of the barrel basketball team. So when I think about what we're doing, is John Horst has done everything he can to appease him. But for one first round draft pick 6 years from now, what can the Bucks even get for that? When you see actually quality talent that gets moved, they get moved for more than one draft pick. So if you're going to trade away a first round draft pick, only one of them, you're probably getting a meh talent in return. I don't see the Bucks being able to get anybody that can actually make a significant impact to turn the team into a championship basketball team.
If it means Kyle Kuzma is paired with a 2031 first round pick, sign me up. Because as long as he's on the roster, it's a wasted roster space of somebody who's not going to help contribute to
for
a championship
what,
team.
Though? For who?
But then under all these ideas, this is an already doomed roster.
That's where I was just going to go next. Because you're already this in, Why not go just a little bit further if it means, as it stands right now, you would answer the question, is this team a championship-worthy team?
I mean, the answer is clearly no. But
then
not,
do
but
more. Not,
but who are they going to trade for to be able to become a championship team? But with one draft pick, they're going to have to salvage a lot more of the future to find somebody that can actually contribute. I would prefer the Milwaukee Bucks try to dip their toe in the water if Bradley Beal gets available than trying to trade the first-round draft pick. The Bucks have traded all the picks for Jrue Holiday, all the picks for Damian Lillard, all the picks for Jae Crowder. They've traded everything.
Well, they got some of those second-rounders.
They've
back.
Traded everything. All right, so at a certain point, you have to say, we've tried our best, Giannis. We've
so you're stopping now. After waving Dame and after just
I'm
to
not,
get Miles
I,
Turner, you're like, I'm good.
There's going to be some people waved, and you just going to have to figure something out. Buyout's going to happen. You got to figure something out.
Even if Bradley Beal,
but
the team might be slightly
buyouts
better,
aren't going to get you to a championship.
They
the
don't
Bucks
guarantee.
Have gone a buyout route before to add depth that didn't actually contribute to the team.
I just don't see anybody that's up and available that's going to come to the Milwaukee Bucks for one draft pick. You're going to have to give up a lot more to get somebody that actually contribute. What young 28 and under person can the Milwaukee Bucks acquire that fit the needs that they have? I don't think there's anybody out there. Nobody out there you can trade for that you ain't giving up everything or that's even available.
This goes back to the fact that the Bucks have so little resources. I don't see a clear path.
Why
to
they have so little resources?
Because they've traded them all away to try to get
and
that championship.
Let's just do it again, and then 5 years from now, the Bucks have
so But if you
so,
don't try and win
so
a championship,
resources.
Sayonara to Giannis, and then you're rebuilding
Giannis
anyways.
Giannis got
to
give us some time. Because
why would Giannis
resign?
He's not going to. He's gonna give you this year, but he wants to win a championship.
He's in the back half
Father
of his prime.
Father Time is real.
Back half of his prime. He doesn't have time to give. He has to see a somewhat championship team by next year's team, not like this upcoming season, the season after.
They have to be
a legit contender, and I just don't see any ways to get
there. I agree. The Bucks should have some more space financially after this season as well, but he just has to trust in the process of the Milwaukee Bucks, and they're going to say, listen, we did all we could this offseason, and then you saw the magic we worked. You wanted Miles Turner. You recruited him. We got him here. We were able. We didn't want to really have to move on from Dame, but we had to do it to get Miles Turner. Now give us until next offseason. So all I'm saying is this, is Giannis needs to give the Milwaukee Bucks a benefit of the doubt because the Bucks have did anything and everything to satisfy him, and they brought him a championship.
Sports works, unfortunately. And I know what you're asking.
I'm Giannis.
Yeah, but
Kobe would do it. Kobe did it. Kobe took a couple down years.
But Kobe had five championships at that point. He was solidified as one of the greatest players of all time. Four. Okay, sorry. He was a top 10 player of all time.
Marcus chimes in on the Carbless talking text line, and he says, that's why the Bucks won't be successful. Imagine trying to make one player happy instead of making the best team possible. Jerry Krause, the former Bulls GM, RIP, would never be keeping Giannis. This is ownership malpractice. Now, the difference, I think we sometimes are conflating, because there is a little bit of this that has been making Giannis happy, but it also has won them a championship. And ultimately, without Giannis, there was a 50-year drought without winning a championship, and I don't want to know what that looks like without Giannis, and that's where I am. Marcus is somewhere different. That's my only thing is, like, there is a little bit of an in-between. I get there is part of this that sometimes making a star player happy. We've seen it with Aaron Rodgers trying to bring in Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard. That didn't make the team better. But there also is a better opportunity for you to win championships when you have the premier talent on
your team.
I
just don't want us chasing anybody and everybody. I want the Milwaukee Bucks. When they got Jrue Holiday, they were strategic. Even when they got Damian Lillard, I believe they were strategic. Right now, I don't want them to be desperate, because right now the Bucks are in desperation mode. The cutting or waiving of Damian Lillard and stretching out $22 million per year for 5 years, most people think that is a dangerous move for the Milwaukee Bucks to make, but they did it because they felt like they have to satisfy Giannis anyway, and so they did something that people think was absolutely crazy. I don't want to see them in another desperate situation where they do something that's crazy and doesn't actually give them an opportunity to win a championship, just gives them a chance to get put out in the first or second round.
Well, you're not going to get a championship unless you make another move. So you're asking for two different things that feel like are impossible to have happen.
No, I get it. I get it. But it may not, this offseason, it may not be anything else that we can do. I'm going to wait and see, but there may not be much. I'm holding out for Bradley Beal.
Is the wheel back? Do I get to spin the wheel? I missed the wheel.
You can spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Wheel of Strofe.
Is it going to be good?
Real good.
All right, next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
I was like, it's the 4-1-4 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who, like, got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'll never let you go.
He said it's going to be good. His name is Alex Strofe running the show. We're Kyle Bruston-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Kyle doesn't pee in the ocean or the lake. It's a weirdo.
You're welcome, the environment. I'll go down in history as being on the right side of history. Can't wait. 50 years from now, they'll be talking about that pioneer and Kyle Wallace on Kyle Bruston-Nortman. He's way ahead of his time.
We
have a Kyle Wallace Day here in the great state of Wisconsin.
People have probably been peeing lakes for the last 500,000 of years.
Y'all wonder why.
I still only see fish with two eyes. I don't know what you. 50 years might be a stretch to be a pioneer.
When y'all cod tastes like pee all the time, you'll know why.
All right, hit it, Strofe.
It's time for the
Wheel of Strofe.
Another week of the
Wheel of Strofe.
I can't believe they keep letting me do this. Ben's got the wheel back, so we'll see how this goes. Go for it.
Good spin.
Great spin.
Oh. P and heart. That was peace and love.
P and heart.
P and heart. I thought that had something to do with Kyle.
P ampersand heart.
You should have wrote the peace sign and a heart.
Oh.
Or the circle with the three lines. Yeah.
I didn't know how to draw that.
That's all right. Here is the Beatles drummer Ringo Starr.
Oh, he's still alive?
You know what's happening? On Monday, my birthday. What does that mean? It means at noon, wherever you are, all over the world, anywhere, you go peace and love. That's my gift from you. Thank you. And this is my gift to you. Peace and love.
It's not noon anymore, but guys, peace and love.
All right, that was a wasted wheel of stuff.
That's Brad? Too many drugs Brad. Taken. Brad.
Whoa, Brad. He's 85 years old. You don't talk of your elders like that.
Peace and love.
No.
Say
it. Not doing it.
Man, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
For Ringo.
Bloats to all the Ringo Starr fans.
Ringo means a lot to you. Ringo Starr and the
All-Star. I mean, the only reason why I know that Ringo was the drummer anytime we would do, it was sometimes an Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust trivia question. It was on Celebrity Jeopardy. Drummers named Ringo.
Kyle thought he was dead.
No, he's coming to Milwaukee in a few months.
Peace and love.
Wheel peace and love. Strove.
Wow, he looks great for 85.
Peace and love.
No.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right, here we go. All right.
I hope it's yellow again.
Peace.
Push up.
Damn it.
Peace and love.
How many are we on now?
We're on to 20.
20?
Oh, he's not going to survive.
You can do 20.
Absolutely not.
You've already done 20. Didn't you do like 40 that one day?
Well, not at one time.
I did like 60 that one day.
Yeah.
Start
doing
my body hasn't been the same since. I had kidney stones last week.
He did too much physical activity, and all of a sudden his body had kidney stones.
Strofe should never be more motivated than he is this week to look awesome, because he's going to be in Vegas and other places, and he's got to make sure that his girl doesn't have a wandering eye.
Yeah. Also, don't go to pool
Five
parties
days
as well.
Ain't gonna change that.
You go to a pool party, you're also going to feel like, even me, even I know I'm a little
even
old and flabby. Six push-ups?
What are you talking about?
Bro, what? Six? You didn't do 20 that fast.
I did 25. And
these
you,
like tricep
I got
push-ups?
Off
was, I put mine way in like this.
No, that makes it hard. Yeah, that makes it. That's how
I know.
It
that's why I only did six.
Why did you just choose to do that?
I just stopped and I said, that's 15. We got a show to do here, fellas.
Now you're quitting.
This push-up bit is stupid.
No, it's not.
No, it's actually really good
for you. It's really good for you.
Gosh, good spin, by the
way. Gosh.
Peace and love.
Ringo Starr.
Oh, you got lucky.
So close.
I wanted peace and love again, to be honest. Me too.
Who doesn't want peace and love? All right.
Do you have an announcement to make?
Well.
Wow.
State of the Packers was this weekend.
Mm.
And I thought I had a really good show. This is how I signed off the air, though. Oh, it's not opening. Hold on.
Peace and love.
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 And get technology to
That
work.
Does it for State of the Packers 2025. Jason, Gabe, good stuff today.
Can't wait to do it again next year.
I hope we have a ring on our finger next year.
Are you getting engaged?
What the hell were you doing?
I was referring to a Super Bowl ring.
Since when do radio hosts get Super Bowls?
Yeah.
That's where you're gonna end the show after all this. We had such a great show.
Yeah.
And in the last 30 seconds,
decided to punt
you
it
like,
away.
You like get the field goal blocked?
I tried.
So, are you a owner as well?
Nope.
So you just lie.
You're drowning.
It was just weird.
It was just a really strange comment by me. Not my best.
Did you plan to say something like that? Or
like
just...
hopefully when we're back next year, we're talking about the celebration, all the rings on the Packers players' fingers.
And Kyle.
Yeah, right. I mean, that would have been the better way to do it. And then I think they thought I was making an announcement, which I wasn't.
It felt like you were
working your way there.
I hate to disappoint. I do not have an announcement, and I do not intend on returning from vacation with an announcement, but what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
You might be married.
Could you imagine being married before both Kyle and Ben?
Dude, Strofe would totally elope in Vegas.
I would 100% elope. It's just my family would probably not like that.
Your mom seems like she'd be fine with her.
You could just have like a casual.
No, the thing is, we actually talked about that with her. She was in town on Thursday, and she's like, "So you guys aren't eloping in Vegas, right?" And we were like, "We don't think so."
They didn't say no. They said, "We don't think
so." Yeah, we don't think so.
It's the affordable option.
Sure is.
It is.
Let me tell you.
Hey, you ain't saved enough. I can tell you this right
now. Let me tell you, Strofe. Do it.
I'm not to that point.
Just nodding his head.
Here's the thing. I'm like definitely not against it.
Is there a
do it?
Wait,
do
were.
Is there a non-zero percent chance you come back married?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, it's definitely non-zero. Yeah.
Wow.
I put it at, okay,
so hold on.
Going into the trip, I'm going to put it at 15%.
Full transparency 15. For a moment, and this might skew your odds. I would probably do it tomorrow.
Wow.
Simp.
Yes, yeah, super simp.
I also think she would probably do it tomorrow.
Wow.
Double simp.
So it's holding you back.
The family aspect.
You create your own family.
Full transparency. I want everything on the table. Let's just be honest with one another for a second.
Your family's broken.
That's true. Well, not as
what
much
do they know?
As it once was. We have talked about maybe the idea, not this specific trip, but eloping on our own time and then not telling anybody until we do like the formal reception.
He's eloping. This weekend.
Yeah, I told you.
You've already put the idea out
going
there.
Going in, my odds have moved from 15% to 20%. He's about 5-1, but I'd say after he's so cliche, he's definitely going to go on the strip and like get one of those big tubi things that are really tall. He's going to slug the whole thing, and then it's going to be like 40%.
Yeah. The problem is he's too broke to afford a ring right now. He hasn't been saved.
They can provide that in the
just get a couple
whole
rubber
chapel
ones.
Package.
No. He's too broke to afford a ring right now. They can't give him anything.
But the whole chapel package could throw that in. It's a bundle discount.
She deserves a real ring, not a
she can
a
get one after
ring
they
pop.
Oh, like you don't. If he's already at 20-30%, yeah, ring pop or whatever. He can get one down the line. It's not like he's going. Like if you elope, you're not exactly going the traditional route here.
That's true.
Get a ring later.
True.
Do it.
Do what you want to do. I'm not going to pressure you, but do what you want to do.
That took a turn. That's not where I expected we were going.
On the Carbless Talking text line, do it from Adam. And then from our divorced friend, Christian Ashoda, whose best friend cheated on him with his wife. Do you bozos ever take my life lessons? Don't do it.
Well, he got married again, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's been married twice.
Yeah, and if anything, we should be taking his advice because based off what he said.
He believes in marriage.
He said it in front of my fiance. He says, this one's going to screw up, so this one might for you, too.
Yeah, Strofe. We all got to take our first hack at it. Hope it's our last
first crack.
First hack.
First crack.
Well, hold on. I thought we don't use the D word.
We don't
use the D word.
Yes, you did. You said our resident D word friend.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I don't.
What's the money line on him getting married? Plus 350.
That's actually not terrible.
Coming into this, I didn't think so, but now I really feel like you both are going to talk about it.
The fact that you've already had the conversation, the seed is planted.
I bet 50 to win 175 on this.
I don't think it's going to happen this trip.
You're going to walk past one and just like you're a peace and love guy.
Yeah, you are.
And
we all know
your beautiful girlfriend. Maybe just maybe.
What are we waiting
for? She feels inspired as well.
Witnesses, you guys want to come to Vegas this weekend?
I just find some person on the street.
Yeah.
Well, that's no fun.
You ever seen The Hangover?
Yeah, I have.
It's going to be you. That's it for Wheel of Strofer. Guys, getting married.
So proud of you.
KVN Nation is growing.
I'm glad we could inspire you.
Wow, that took a turn.
Congrats.
I gave you
guys.
You
put ring on here. What did you expect?
Yeah,
that's very true.
I opened the door for you guys to make fun of me, and you actually didn't take it.
I mean, yeah, it was stupid, but it was only because we know you're
a
simp.
Guy.
Yeah, you are a simp, but look at that. You're going to be a simp who has a Mrs. Simp.
Huh.
Simp and Mrs. Simp. Meet the Simps.
He's
pondering
he
life
is.
Right now.
He is.
I am looking into
way.
Your soul.
Not in a bad way.
No, just, I know. I can see you picturing yourself at this chapel in Vegas right
here's,
now.
Here's the thing.
You're standing there.
He got the approval.
I'm not bringing a suit.
It's okay. Do it in a
do it your
again,
way.
They can provide that for you.
Do it in a swimsuit.
Now that'd be fun.
See?
I like this idea.
Do it before you go to...
All right, I'll report back tomorrow. I gotta talk to the future missus tonight.
Well, shouldn't it be a surprise? Oh, no, I guess
Rob chimes in. He doesn't get to listen all the time, so he wants to give an early congrats to Strofe.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that. Thank you, Rob.
Congrats.
Is that Ron...
Rob.
Oh, Rob.
Speaking
Ron
of guy,
he
Ron,
is in Vegas. He can be your witness.
Yes. He's in the World Series of Poker right now.
Yes,
and he's doing
is he really?
He's crushed. He's in like 73rd place in his group.
Wow.
He's doing amazing.
Yeah, that could change fast.
Oh, he sure can. That's the World Series of Poker. But he's doing a great job.
I'm cheering for you, Ron.
Give me 5% kickback, and I will root for you.
I just need 1%.
I'm actually offended you, of all people, passed up Vegas.
Hmm?
I said, do you want to come? I need a witness. And you said, nah.
He's knee deep, man. He's busy.
What? I can't just pick up my life for you right now. Hey, Isla, come on. We're going to Vegas. We're marrying Uncle Strofe. That she's met.
We're marrying him, Uncle Strofe.
In passing?
Like 5 times, yeah.
Would Ben automatically become your best man?
No, I would officiate it.
I don't think that's legal in Nevada. It is in Wisconsin, but I don't know if it is in Nevada.
So what,
that's
Elvis
that's why they have chapels.
But guys that look like Elvis
If
officiate.
You promised me.
Yes, but they're ordained.
If you promised me right now, I would go.
I can't do that right this second, but by 5 o'clock I might be able
he
to.
He said right
wow.
now.
Make, I
be
said
a
right
man.
Now.
Make a decision. Put your foot down.
It's only
She taking your last now. You're not taking hers.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
The comments were so mean, but they also were kind of funny.
Wait, I didn't see the comments.
They said popcorn back in middle school must have been tough.
Please don't pick me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Speaking of marriage, Alex Strofe is getting married and eloping this weekend in Vegas. It's Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Brad Nortman, your wife is crazy.
Dang, wait a minute.
Whoa. Wow.
That's
an allegation.
That is crazy.
I love Lexi. Though,
I do love Lexi.
But this is crazy.
You know, after we're talking about marriage and stuff, yeah. We've been married for, in 5 days, it'll be 11 years.
Wow. Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And you still learn a lot about one another. Mm. One thing we learned about one another makes me wonder, what else don't I know about Lexi? Because this is crazy.
He said it.
No. I said, this is crazy.
He didn't say Lexi crazy.
This is crazy.
But let's be honest, they all got a little crazy.
So, with Lexi being now 31 weeks pregnant, under the home stretch, we've been lifting more together, which I'm loving. We lift together in the morning. It's so much
baby?
Fun. The babies are asleep.
No.
But she has a baby.
She has a baby.
Yeah, she has a baby.
You can lift weights when you're pregnant.
Yeah, but it's just so impressive that she has that type of motivation. I don't want to lift without a baby.
And she has given me like the green light to, you know.
And knowing that you will never have a baby inside of you.
So she's given me the green light to formulate the workouts, and I'm pushing her. I'm making sure that she can go ahead and earn it, that she's ready for the push.
Oh, wow.
But I noticed something about her. So we decided, hey.
Hold on. Slow down.
She's got
what kind of workouts are you doing?
Quick feet.
Wait a minute.
What about bench presses and squats is going to prepare her to give live birth?
So she's ready for
it's
the
all
push.
Mental.
Yeah, it's mental. Yeah, all right. All that lifting will be out the window.
You gotta push that out.
You know
out.
What? I've realized something about us before you continue, Brad. We make men sound dumber than we are on a daily basis.
I've sat next to a pushing session. It is very tough.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like a bench press.
Yeah, I know, but there is a mental component to anything that you do.
And you're using core.
I'm going to support Bradley here.
Anyway, we were doing something where we're doing 4 sets of 8 reps, right? So how do you guys count your reps?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Exactly.
Five.
And I'm saying that if Kyle only gets to 5, doesn't he get to all the
7, 8, 9.
So as we're both
skip
lifting,
6.
As we're both lifting, I kind of say underneath my breath, you know, 1, 2, 3, right? And then across the room, I hear Lexi. 8, 7, 6,
sure.
5.
What do you mean,
4.
Sure?
I'm like, whoa. We both looked at each other, and she's like, do you count up? And I was like, you count down. So she's like, that's crazy. I'm like, I'm the crazy one. I've never heard of anyone counting down.
Brad.
And she's just like, yeah, it feels like you're getting closer to the finish line down to 0.
Be honest with me. Did you watch episode 14 of Love Island last night like I did?
No.
Because the same exact debate happened in episode 14 of Love Island.
No
you're
way.
You're joking.
Wow. I'm dead serious.
It came out last night?
No. This came out 2 weeks ago. I'm just behind.
Oh, no. I've never seen Love Island. Ever.
Oh, you should watch it. It's horribly addicting. Apparently, it seemed like all the women in the house counted down, because that's when they knew they were done, whereas all the men counted up. So this was the first time I was exposed to this also, was on Love Island episode 14 last night.
Wow.
But I'm fascinated this happened in your house.
And how did it come to a conclusion at Love Island?
The men counted up and the women counted down.
And then we just agree we're all different?
Yep.
Or does KBN Nation, can they tell me the truth that... maybe. And we might, I don't know how our audience skews, male or female, but I got to believe most people go up.
Only time I count down is when it's for timing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4.
Like holding three, a plank.
Yeah.
But no, not see, I'll even let it go up and like I'll be like 10, 20, 30, 40.
Now
like,
that's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't do a timer?
Well, you,
or
do,
you,
a timer,
you do a timer going
but like,
down?
But like when, like, let's say you're doing a minute plank and it hits 50 seconds, I'll go 10, 9. Hey, I'll go down that way.
Okay, I'm more so reps. Saying my clock is going from 0 to 60.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
sure.
Going 60 to 0.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
No, that's fine, but that is very weird to say 8, 7, 6. That is weird. That would throw me off.
Maybe I've never actually lifted with girls outside of this with Lexi.
Women.
Women
carrying a child.
Yeah, she's carrying my child. I call her a girl. I've never lifted with women before, so maybe this is just a woman thing.
Somebody chime in because
I was
this
shocked.
Baffled me.
We need some women. We need the women.
Because my thing is as well as if so on the eight set, four sets of eight.
Yes.
Say it. Okay, first set, you do 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to see how much further you can go. And if you limit yourself to, like, counting down, you can't go -1, -2.
Zero.
Sometimes you'll get
negative
to 8.
-1.
And I'll be like, all right, I can get 10 out of this set, even if I'm going to get 8 the next.
Ooh,
like,
yeah. You broke girl math.
A little more meat on the bone.
You gotta push yourself.
Yeah,
she's got to earn it.
She's
got to
earn it.
Did
you switch her?
Subscribe.
No, I didn't. She maintained that mentally that's best for her.
Here, Lexi, I just want you to know you ain't got to earn nothing. You've earned life. You've won that life. You have a decent husband here. I thought he was better than what he was before he said she gotta earn the birth.
She's gotta
be
ready to push.
She's gonna be ready to push. She's a strong, tough woman.
That's a wild take.
It's an all-time dumb line on this show.
You gotta earn the push
from the smartest guy on the show.
Yeah,
that's
not
push.
Just gonna happen.
Dumb line.
That's a little bit.
The push isn't just gonna happen.
Yes.
You gotta earn it.
A lot of times it does. There's a lot of women who give birth who don't work out a single lick and they push out.
Lexi's gonna do better than that.
Okay. I feel bad for your child.
Wow.
I love Lexi.
And she's gotten stronger. It's been awesome.
Why are you crawling like
labor.
That?
Come on.
What are you going to tell your baby if they're walking, not walking at 10 months? What are you not walking for?
Hands off your knees. Come on now. We got to stand up straight.
How soon until you bring your child into the gym?
It won't be long.
Tummy time.
6 days.
Tummy time for this kid is going to be intense.
What's fun, and I'll sometimes do this with the boys, is I'll like hold them and do like push-ups with them and do like squats with them. They love it.
You're a meathead.
They love it.
He's a smart meathead.
Yeah.
Like Chewy, on Jen Gabe and Chewy, weekday morning 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, he just emanates meathead, right?
Yeah.
Like you look at him, you hear him speak, you hear that, right?
Yes.
It comes through the radio.
He's your carnivore that just drinks red wine at night and just eats meat and probably has 8 eggs out of a glass in the morning.
Brad's able to cover it up a little bit better, but this has been meathead galore segment.
Earn the push.
Earn the push is crazy.
You got to persevere.
Her
she's going
to
hear
I've structured my workouts that she has to earn them.
Okay, but you haven't
said
that.
What the hell does that mean?
It's good to know
I'm pushing her.
Do you have the machine where it's on the legs and it pushes in on the pads?
No, but you can. But we've got like ankle weights that you can like use to work at the
inside. She's got ankle weights? She's probably Brad's probably got her around the house in ankle weights all day.
And the thing is, like,
shackled up.
I bought her some weights. I bought her some heavier weights. She's like, Lexi, I think you can do more. So I bought her some heavier weights. And like, oftentimes I'll set it up for her. And like,
I think you should do more.
I'll put out like the 20 pound weights. And she's like, you know, I don't do those. I was like, well, I just didn't know if you wanted to maybe try
them
today.
She's pregnant. Give her the benefit of the doubt. My gosh, Lexi's in a prison.
She's doing great.
I'm sure she is.
I'm getting some information sent to me. I'm guessing I can share that one of our hosts says this convo is absurd. Please share with Brad.
Okay. Well,
Meathead Brad might be changing his workout regimen when I send him this. But in 2 minutes, Meathead Brad has running back quarterback NFL rankings. Don't worry, I haven't sent it to you yet. I haven't read it yet either.
Searching.
He's so nervous. He's so nervous. We're back in 2 minutes.